Now I'm going to talk a little bit more about the history of hypnosis.
Jean-Martin Charcot, Frenchman, from 1825 to 1893, has been referred to as the father of French neurology and one of the world's pioneers of neurology. His work greatly influenced the developing fields of neurology and psychology. Modern psychiatry owes much to the work of Charcot and his direct followers. Charcot was a highly regarded teacher who gave lecture demonstrations of hypnotism. And by suggestion, he produced various symptoms such as blindness, deafness, inability to speak, paralysis in his hypnotic subjects, then invited his medical students to verify their authenticity. Then, when he brought his subjects out of their hypnotic state, their symptoms disappeared, and suddenly they could see or hear or speak again. Today, we would call that stage hypnosis. But at the time, it was nothing short of miraculous. Sigmund Freud studied briefly with Charcot, but he later rejected Charcot's use of hypnosis. However, Freud always acknowledged Charcot's influence and his unparalleled diagnostic eye. Another Frenchman of note that we should talk about was Emile Cuvier, from 1857 to 1926. Emile was a French psychologist and pharmacist who introduced a popular method of psychotherapy and self-improvement based on optimistic autosuggestion. His initial method for treating patients relied on hypnosis. He discovered that subjects could not be hypnotized against their will. By consciously using autosuggestion, he observed that his patients could cure themselves more efficiently by replacing their thought of illness with a new thought of cure. We might call these affirmations. According to QA, repeating words or images enough times causes the subconscious to absorb them. The cures were the result of using imagination or positive autosuggestion to the exclusion of one's own willpower. In other words, to say it and believe it by repeating it, even though you consciously think it's a load of rubbish. Cuvier thus developed a method which relied on the principle that any idea exclusively occupying the mind turns into reality, although only to the extent that the idea is within the realm of possibility. Cuvier shared the theory that our mental organization was such that it seemed as if we had two minds, each endowed with separate and distinct attributes and powers, with each capable, under certain conditions, of independent action. You are listening to Peter Zapfeller's Talking Hypnosis Radio Show on onelife.radio. For access to all of the Talking Hypnosis Radio shows, you can go to www.talkinghypnosis.com.